We continue Bezer Hashem's Baruch Hilchos Pesach Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tes Siv Zayin. In Rosh Lo Yispiku Maim Shalanu. If somebody sees that there won't be enough Maim Shalanu, Motel Lahayis V'Tochen Shem Mayim, he could add water, regular water, Vache Roim Maim Shalanu, as long as the majority is Maim Shalanu. Chatchila Toiv, the Chatchila should be Shnei Shlishim Maim Shalanu. 2/3 Maim Shlanu. Yesh Lahadr, Emef Shalushas Maim Shemasifin, if we're going to be adding regular water, Betech Mesheva from a pump, a Shaber, or a well, Mechus that's covered, Shena Shemesh Balamayim, where his water is not exposed to the sun. So, as we've been learning, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, even though the Kutzer Shulchan Aruch just told us this, the Aloch L'chatchila is that one should use all Mayim Shlanu. This situation that we just discussed is just B'diyevit. Sevches K'shoyfim B'yayim Rishon, when they bake on Sunday, Tzrichim L'yishav B'yayim Chamishi B'erev, the Mayim Shlanu for the water, for the baking on Sunday, should be drawn Thursday evening. Ki B'erev Shabbos Yevshel Tzamtzum Ben Hashmashos, it's impossible to do it Friday ben Shmashas, ubishasat chakim leishah b'yom chamishi. If that didn't happen, that they collected the water on Thursday, yishah b'erev Shabbos lachem mincha. They should collect it erev Shabbos after mincha time, or b'Shabbos or on Shabbos through of the kachavim. But it's better to use a Jew than to use a non-Jew. The minig was that when the seasons change, any drawn water was spilled out, but the water that was drawn for Mayim Shalanu doesn't have to be spilled out. This was done for the purpose of a mitzvah. And that's why the same halacha, it is a halacha of Gilui, that water should not be left uncovered. They were concerned that a snake may take a drink from that water and drop venom in it. It doesn't apply to Mayim Shlanu. When you know that that's going to be the night when the season is changing, you should put into the water a small piece of metal, the key that's clean, like a needle, that is connected to a string that you could pull out the needle. You don't want to have to put your hand into the water, the kachas oisoy, because the hand could add heat to the water. You should be able to draw it out with that string that the needle is attached to. An oven in which chametz was baked, Shiroitza left by matzah, if you want to now use it for matzah, tzarech lechshira, you have to kasher it, aydei libun. The way to kasher it is through libun. Behir, that means, that a shisiku kol kach, it should be heated to the degree, atshe nitzoytzis nitza mimenu, until sparks are flying off the walls. Ki vipachas mizeh, anything less than that, lo have a libun gomer, is not considered a full-fledged libun. Tzarech lezor, one should be careful. Shiel chagachal apnei kulay. The coals should be all over. V'tayv yashu legarfel and the kaysay acha hesa. And after you do the kashering, you should take out all of those coals. Lahamten and then wait. Actually, it's starting ktsas until the oven cools down. V'achach yachzurev yafia tzikeyu. And then you should heat up the oven again. Lafias matzis. V'lo miyarach liban, not using the oven right after Liban when it's still hot from the Liban. If one has a question if the Liban was done properly, so the halacha differentiates, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's still within 24 hours of the kashering, or if the matzahs will bake within 24 hours of the kashering, or after. Sebeis, yesh nagim la'atach hasatana b'kar kachadosh, they put on a new surface with new earth, to be able to avoid kashering. The chametz that might have been absorbed into the walls or the roof of the oven, who nifla aydei liben meshal hevesh masikla fias matzis. The fire will expel anything that might have been absorbed. Uminig yafahu, but uvat shi'tichas b'kaka of k'avi etzpa. It should be a real new layer of earth, of the thickness of a finger, or yois apnei kula, av tiach mod, just a thin layer, ein amoyel klum, doesn't help. Sef gimel, ein loshin, we don't need, vein osin as a matzis, in order we make the matzis, el babes mekaira, in a room with a roof, loy k'neged chaloyim psuach, not next to an open window, afil im ein acharam, cham ezerach ha-shama, even if the sun is not shining there. Aval im achaloynis nulim, if the windows are closed, v'yeshbem zechuches, and they have a glass, mutter im enacham ezerach hashama, as long as the sun doesn't shine through. Ava macham ezerach hashama, if the sun is shining there, l'mahani halon zechuches, then a glass window won't be sufficient. Al tzarech lifleis vila b'makom zrich zechama, you would have to put up a curtain where the sun shines. We have to be careful that the house should not be very warm where the matzahs are being built, baked. Sif dalad. Ein losh in isa gadol yos m'shechala. We don't make a very large dough. That's halacha is really not that relevant b'zman hazeh, because we have these very large ovens that can hold many matzahs at the same time, so you can make larger doughs. It's good to make a smaller dough. Kishira ben Asenu, Chazal teach us, Shema Isa Gdoyle Yotz Meshechala, if the dough is very large, Yafsuk Lasuk by Pamachas, we won't be able to work with the dough all at the same time. And therefore, Chelk Memena Munach Balayasik, part of the dough will be left not worked with all the time. Yesh Lachash, and we need to be concerned that Pen Yischametz, that during that time when the dough is not being worked on, it can chas v'shalom become chametz. The machine matzahs, since the machine is constantly working with them, doesn't have these problems. And even matzahs that are baked by hand, if there are many workers and large ovens, we don't have this concern. Imlosh isaraka, if the dough that we're working with is too loose, too much water, you shouldn't add flour afterwards to make it thicker. But if you have a dough that's too hard and you want to add water, if you just want to add a little water, that's acceptable. Shouldn't force the flour into a form, into a mold. We have to be concerned that it may not get kneaded properly. And there may be some flour left unbaked in the matzah. And if it ever comes in contact with water, we could have a real potential chametz, that flour contacting water and not being baked into matzah quick enough. The flour should not be left near the water. Again, we're concerned that no flour should fall into the water that you want to ultimately use for baking the matzahs, and that our water is chametz diga water because the flour that fell into it. The people that measure the flour, we should have different people who work in different jobs in the matzah bakery. And therefore, putting in the flour and the water should be given to two separate people. The person that's putting in the flour is coming in contact with flour, and the person that's working with the water is coming in contact with water. And there should be a total separation between those two individuals and those two places from where the flour is put in and where the water is put in. And also, the way it should be done is first put the flour into the bowl, and after the flour is put in the bowl, only then pour in the water. One should not keep his hands on the flour if it's not necessary, because kiyad mischamemes ktsas, the hand has some natural heat, which can make chas v'shalom the flour chametz stick.